Spring sports make up for lost time, and a top boys hooper will stay in state. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISPSports.net Minute brought to you by PlayOnTheDells.com. More high school sports news after this.
In the water park capital of the world, we'll keep you playing long after the final score. From basketball to volleyball, hockey, baseball, and more, Wisconsin Dells is the premier destination for sports tournaments and events. And with the largest concentration of water parks in the world, our reputation for fun is second to none. Take your sports tournament to a new level and take advantage of the incredible facilities, attractions, and accommodations Wisconsin Dells has to offer. Find out how Wisconsin Dells is redefining play at PlayInTheDells.com.
You have to make hay while the sun shines, the old saying goes, and that certainly has been true for spring sports teams this week. After hundreds of postponements and cancellations related to weather, teams were looking to make up for lost time. In action from Tuesday night, an incredible streak by Bloomer came to an end. A 13-0 loss to Heart of North rival Barron ended Bloomer's 50-game conference winning streak, spanning nearly 4 years. Looking to this weekend, the state's largest in-season softball tournament will once again take place, as the Poinette Jamboree hosts 46 schools and 62 games on 10 diamonds in and around Poinette Friday and Saturday. On the baseball diamond, La Crosse Central and Aquinas met Tuesday night in an important Mississippi Valley Conference contest. The D1 fifth-ranked Red Raiders of Central remained unbeaten on the season with a 12-2 win over Aquinas, the top-ranked team in Division III. Billy Lawton of University School threw a no-hitter and recorded strikeouts on 14 of 15 outs in the game as the Wildcats topped St. John's Northwest Military Academy 10-0 Tuesday night. The Marquette men's basketball team was busy trying to lock up the state of Wisconsin in the last week, extending a scholarship offer to rising junior Sandy Cohen of Seymour last Friday. On Tuesday, the Golden Eagles secured a commitment from standout sophomore guard Nick Niskowiak of Sun Prairie, who averaged 17.2 points per game as a first-team All-Big 8 choice. This has been a WISPSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISPSports.net.